All right, before we actually start the procedure today, we need to get a couple things out of the way that, since this is the first meeting, you probably already noticed that there is a separate website of my own for the lab section. Just looks pretty much like the lecture section, just a different color. So that is, they both have recordings links, but this one's going to feature the recordings just that I make in here, whereas the other ones, of course, the recordings from the lecture section. So you do need to use both of them, basically. I don't think that you'll need to use the laboratory blackboard at all. In other courses, you would use it because I would have you submit SAFE assignments through the writing assignments through Blackboard, but we're not doing writing assignments in here. And also, you don't need it for your scores because this is a combined course. The lecture and lab are combined, so you're already getting your scores for the lab in the other, in the main Blackboard. So, unless I tell you differently, you can ignore the Blackboard for lab, but do use this website. And I hope you already read the syllabus, but let me just quickly talk about the scoring. And if you have any questions about the syllabus, ask, but let's look at this point distribution. Notice there's only three ways in which you're receiving scores in the lab. The lab, by the way, is 40% of your overall grade, which is a big portion, right? That's a kind of a good thing because I suspect that for most people, it'll be possible to earn a higher percentage of the available points in lab compared to lecture. Probably the lowest scores will be on lecture exams. And so the lab can kind of make up for that in a sense, especially considering item 3 on that point distribution list, activity completion. The only thing you do in this overall lecture lab course that's easier than this is punctual attendance every day to the lectures. This is kind of like attendance for the lab, meaning that if you show up and you get through the procedure, you get full credit for the activity completion. As long as you don't leave ridiculously early, as long as I see that you've done the stuff you're supposed to do for that day, you get 100% for that. So there are prescribed activities which you need to look at the syllabus to stay abreast of. The syllabus will tell you what chapter and what sections within the chapter you're responsible for that day. So you're supposed to go through all that stuff. And often there will be questions that are being asked that you're supposed to be answering in those activities. But I'm not going to collect anything from you. So you should be able to answer those questions, but you're not going to be giving me any hard copies of anything. I don't demand that you write in the manual even. In fact, I don't even demand that you have a hard copy of the manual. An electronic copy of the manual is fine, an e-text version. It's just the main thing about the manual is that it's a set of instructions for what to do and look at that day. The reason that you should bother, though, to ensure that you're doing all of this stuff is not just for the activity completion points, because the whole idea of being here after the quizzes, which are always at the beginning, and I'll talk about those in a minute, the whole idea of going through the procedures is to prepare yourself for the practica, which is the first on this list. So there are two practica, and to do well on those, you need to prepare yourself. Well, that's the whole idea of being here the rest of the day after we take the quiz. All right, so don't think it's a good idea to race through the procedure and get out of here as early as possible, because you're likely going to not do as well on the practicum if you do that. And if you do leave too early, I just won't give you 100% for activity completion. Anyway, that's that. The quizzes and the practica are going to be lower scores because those actually demand that you know things rather than just sitting here and doing the stuff. The quizzes, like all of my quizzes for all lab courses I teach, are going to be a combination of questions that treat the previous meetings material, what we did the last time, and a couple questions thrown in about what you're supposed to be doing that day but haven't yet done. So those latter type questions, which are fewer, that'll one or two in each quiz, are obviously designed to spur you into actually reading ahead and coming in prepared. You don't want to come in totally clueless as to what you're going to do that day and rely on the other members of your group to carry you. You want to be prepared. So that's why those kinds of questions are thrown in. Now, recordings won't help you for those at all because the recording hasn't been made yet for that day. But most of your questions will be about the previous meeting, in which case there will be a corresponding recording, because before I let you loose each week, I'll have at least a mini lecture. Won't be real extended usually, but just like in lecture section, I'll always record that. So make sure that you listen to those recordings, because I try to make as many of those questions as possible from the quiz come directly from what I've said on the recordings.
So these quizzes will not necessarily be on the information based off of the lectures, just the lab?
No, lecture and lab are separate batches of points. And so this brings up the corresponding question of for the upcoming lecture test. That lecture test is only about those lecture recordings, not the lab stuff. It all combines into one grade, but keep them separate in terms of batches of points. Now, another thing about a practicum, if you've never had one in another course, is just a kind of test in which instead of sitting there writing the test as usual, you are moving around to different stations that feature various things to look at or interact with, and you answer questions at each station. So there are two of those. And notice that each of those is worth 10% of your total grade. So those are things you cannot blow off. But you can't blow off quizzes either. There's a lot of them, and sometimes so they're not worth as much each as a practicum. But sometimes students make the mistake of saying, since there's so many of them, it's no big deal if I bomb this one or that one or don't even show up. That all adds up. You don't want to lose any points unnecessarily, because points become more and more precious as the term unfolds, as you'll find. So, along those lines, let's talk about the quizzes themselves. This is the only day that you should feel justified in believing that there isn't a quiz, except for practicum days. You won't have a quiz on the days the practica are scheduled. But from now on, every meeting, you should expect a quiz. And also, just like all my other lab courses I teach, my quizzes are going to be administered exactly on time. So we're going to start the quiz exactly at 18:30 and 0 seconds. Just like I don't allow you to sign in lecture after I start speaking, you're not going to be eligible for full credit on a quiz if you're 1 second or more late. So make sure you get here no later than about 18:28, so you can have a minute to settle down, get your pencil out, and be ready for the quiz. And the reason that's important is because the penalty is fairly severe. If you come in right at 18:30, you know, a second after you're late, that's 10% off your quiz up until the first minute. And then between 1 and 2 minutes, it's 20%. It's another 10% for each minute that you're late. And that gets out of hand pretty quickly. If you come in 5 minutes, well, first of all, if you come in late enough, I won't even let you start the quiz. But say you come in 5 minutes late and I let you take it. First of all, the best you can do is 50% if you get everything right. Plus, just about everyone else is about finished by that time. And so I'll say you only have a minute or two to take this quiz. And therefore, it's going to be much lower than 50%, because you're probably not going to get 100% otherwise as far as the answer accuracy is concerned. So do not let that happen. You don't want to lose points unnecessarily for any reason in this course overall. All right? The quiz questions, by the way, are a mix. Some of them they might be multiple choice. They might be very short answer, a definition maybe, Or in this course, since it's anatomy, it could be identifying something that's pointed to on a picture, for instance. It's all fair game. Like I said, as many as possible of those previous week's questions will be directly from the recordings, but that doesn't mean all of them will be. So like, I'm not going to speak about every little thing you have to do today, but you're responsible for all that stuff you're supposed to do, and therefore it's technically all fair game for quiz questions, so that we understand that. Okay? Any questions other than that on how things are going to happen in here? Then let's quickly go through the mandatory safety talk that all lab sections need to hear, and you've probably heard before. This isn't a particularly dangerous lab course. We don't deal with many chemicals. But just like in any lab, nothing goes down the drain except for water that's coming out of the faucet at the time. Or unless I say, today it's okay to put something. Never make the decision yourself that it's okay to put something down the drain. When we have disposal, there will be appropriate place in the hood to get rid of it, so make sure you do that. You need to be aware of where the safety devices are in here, so there's a fire extinguisher over by that place where you came in. There's an eye wash at every sink, and there's also an eye wash at the shower, along with the shower, of course, in case those are, any of those are needed. Unlikely in this course, but you need to know where those are. You need to know where to go if we hear a fire alarm, which just a few weeks ago I had to do that. Even though there's two exit lights in here, ignore this one unless there's a fire underneath the other one. Don't exit into that because that just takes you into another room that you have to exit from. So always go out where you came in. And if we do hear an alarm, then just go down the stairs and meet. Our common meeting place will be the gravel area where the bike racks are between here and the library on the south side of the building. You'll be going first. I have to be last, so just wait for me. Don't leave. I'll get a head count, and that's fine. If any of you has any difficulty with stairs by yourself, let me know sometime so we can deal with that. Otherwise, just go down the stairs, and we'll be fine. As far as safety is concerned, we also there's two things I really need to be a stickler on because it's a big deal for the people who care about these things and can inspect us, and that's closed-toed shoes and food and drink. Food usually not a problem, especially in a lab that features dissections. People don't really want to eat in here usually, but they do want to drink. So just like the ones sitting out right now, I have to say that right now you have to get rid of those. You have two choices. Either if you're carrying around water bottles or whatever, they have to be in a purse or other sort of container the entire time. You can't take them out at all. Or I will let you have them out if you keep them in that in one of those shelves. I'll even let you go over there and drink from them occasionally. If you stand there, drink, and then put it in the shelf right away. But you can't have them anywhere else in the lab. Okay? And that's just a matter of remembering. That's not a big deal. I'll tell you if I see one out. But the closed-toed shoe thing, which is the other big deal, is sometimes hard to remember while it's still hot especially. This is your mulligan day, so I won't enforce it today. But starting next week, if you don't want to have closed-toed shoes on all day, then make sure you bring them because I actually will look at your feet. And if you come with open-toed shoes, then that day's quiz turns into a zero. It's another bad way of losing points. So however you need to remind yourself, make sure you do. And then finally, the very last thing you do each time you're in here before leaving is to use the spray bottles and rags and wipe your surface well. Leave it as clean as it is right now, in other words. Other than that, unless there are questions about what we're going to be doing, we can start the actual science.